This is a special program on Multicultural 1600 AM, so please stay tuned.
Listen to the Portuguese American Hour on Multicultural 1600 AM. Hear in-depth conversation about Portuguese culture and learn everything happening in the valley within the Portuguese community from 4 to 5 p.m. on Multicultural 1600 AM.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Portuguese American Hour. We are on live from California State University, Fresno, for another exciting episode. The program, as you all know, is every single day, Monday through Friday, 4 to 5 p.m. And today is the Portuguese Language Students Discovery Day at Fresno State. It's a special event where over 200 students this year from three high schools, Tulare Joint Union High School District, my, as we call it in Portuguese American language, my old stomping grounds, and we are here with the a group of students, a group of volunteers. The teachers will be having live interviews for the next hour, so stay with us. The Portuguese American Hour is, as you know, a product of the Portuguese Beyond Borders Institute at California State University, Fresno. And our first invitee is the most awesome Manuel Silva, Domingos Manuel Silva, who is, he's got a cheering crowd, okay, his wife and a couple other people. Okay, yeah. Manuel, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon.
This is, you've done the radio interviews before.
I have.
Okay, good. So you're a pro at this.
I'm a pro at this.
Okay, good. So it's just going to be a few minutes. Tell us a little bit about, I know that you are, your position at Tulare Union. You're kind of in charge.
I'm in maintenance and operation at Tulare Union.
Correct. So you're the number one guy, and then after you is Michelle Nunley, the principal. So they always told me, when you're in school, you make sure that you have Manuel on your side and you have everything okay. Tell us a little bit, I mean, because you volunteer this out of the goodness of your heart and you believe in students, even though, you know, you're not in the classroom. Tell us what do you feel is the importance of something like this that we bring over these students to Fresno State?
I believe this is important for the Portuguese culture and for the students from our high school. This gives them a different view of what they're going to be coming up in their lives if they decide to go to college. I believe that that's one of the best things that could happen to them. Come here and dance for the college students and at the same time do the presentation and have a good time and eat some Portuguese food, linguiça sandwiches, and have something to drink, some cold stuff to drink, soda, water, and...
You've been here since this morning, you and your crew.
That is correct. We actually started planning this yesterday in the afternoon when we went around and picked up some of the material, the stuff that we have, the food, and the drinks, obviously. And it's always a pleasure to do these kind of things for our community and our students, obviously.
Well, we thank you because it's free of charge. Tell me a little bit, since I have you here, for those people who don't know Manuel Silva, where you came from and how long you've been here in the States.
I've been here close to 30 years. I came from the island of Terceira.
The Holy Land.
The land that most of us in Tulare County came from. And it's always good to look back where we came from. We obviously, my brother and I and a sister of mine, we came into the dairy business, milked cows, like almost like every Portuguese that came to the United States, and blessed enough to get a job at the high school. And
you've been there a few years now.
Been there for 20 years.
And 20 years.
Here we are.
Wow, fantastic. Well, thank you so much for spending time with us. Thank you for donating your whole day from 8 in the morning, basically, until we still have a little bit longer to go. And also, just for our listeners who are with us in this edition of the Portuguese American Hour, you're also on the Tipton Celebration. Tell us a little bit about that, because that's coming up pretty soon.
That is correct.
June.
I'm the vice president for the Tipton Celebration, what we call the Tipton Festa. I am the vice president. Our celebration's coming up in the first week, and
next year
we're invited to attend, and
next year you'll be president. Next year,
we'll be the president.
Okay, well then we're going to have to do a live broadcast from Tipton for this. Okay?
You guys are more than welcome to come down to Tipton.
Thank you, Manuel.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much. So that was Manuel Silva, who is a head groundsman at the in maintenance at Tulare Union High School. He's been there 20 years, and him and a crew of people have been here working since 8 o'clock in the morning preparing the mission. And thanks to with their thanks to them, to their participation, and thanks to what they're doing that we're able to do this for the students every year. This is the second year that we're doing as a product of the Portuguese Beyond Borders here. Okay, so we have with us a student. His name is J.D. João Valadão, and or in English, people say Valadeo. That's kind of a popular name here. Not a lot, but it's popular. And so I like Valadão better, as I said.
Yes.
You do the same?
Sounds okay. Much better, yes.
Let's talk a little bit about your involvement at school. I know that you are a senior at Tulare Union High School. First
yes.
of all, so where are you going to college next year?
I am planning on attending Fresno State, majoring in mass communications.
Mass communications?
Yeah.
What do you plan to do with the mass communications? Are you going to use one of these things and communicate?
Maybe, yeah, for sports broadcasting.
Oh, fantastic.
So, yes.
Well, you know, for those of you, this is radio, so you can't see it, but he already has the earphones and the microphone,
yeah.
just like he's going to broadcast a soccer game.
Yes.
And so what made you go into mass communications? What did you choose? Why is that?
I don't know. Just growing up watching sports, I was really fascinated just by the commentary from the game because you can learn a lot of things from just watching and listening. So I feel like that would be a pretty good position for me.
And you play sports as well, right?
Yes, I do play soccer at Tulare Union.
How did the team do this year?
Very well. We actually went to the semifinals, one game short of Valley losing to Dinuba 2-1 in the semifinal.
Congrats.
Yeah,
okay.
Thank you.
And tell us a little bit about your involvement in the Portuguese community, but in this case in the Portuguese language classes for the last 2 years, last year to this year all by yourself. You're leading the Portuguese dances. So tell us a little bit about that experience that we watched during lunchtime.
It's a really cool experience. I just being able to teach traditional dances from where my parents came from, my grandparents, it's awesome just watching the kids' progression in their footwork and just their rhythm with the songs. So, yeah, it's a really cool experience just watching the progression of everyone.
And a little bit about your family. Tell us a little about your mom and dad. They're both from the Azores?
Yes. My dad was actually born there. He's from São Brás. And my mom was born here, actually. But she's from Lages and Fontinhas,
okay.
in Terceira.
And have you been back to the Azores?
I have. I was back there 2 years ago, two summers.
Uh-huh.
Visited all my family, and I want to go back next summer. So.
Okay. Was that your first time a couple summers ago?
That was actually my second time, but first time I went, I was really, really young, because I don't remember much.
So how was your overall experience with Portuguese at high school?
It was awesome. I mean, having you as a teacher for my first 2 years.
that's just you saying that because I'm here, but that's okay.
No.
That's good.
Having you as a teacher, then, of course, having Senhora Feijo come in for my junior, senior year, I learned a lot, and I plan to learn more when I come here to Fresno State.
Well, fantastic. Hope you can be part of the Portuguese club.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Good luck. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. That was J.D. Valadão, Valadeo in English. He is a senior at Tulare Union High School who will be a Bulldog. Go Bulldogs. He will be a Bulldog here coming fall, actually starting in August. So congrats to J.D. Congrats to his family for all their involvement in the Portuguese-American community. And we have another student. This one from Mission Oak. Am I right or wrong?
You're right.
I am right. And she looks like a Fagundes to me.
I am.
Yes, right. So you are Senhor Fagundes' daughter.
I am, yes.
And your first name is?
Adriana.
And tell me a little bit about you, what year you're in school and what mm-hmm. Portuguese level you're taking right now.
I'm a junior and I'm in Portuguese 3 right now.
How is it having your dad as a teacher?
It's nice because I know him and it's easy to learn. And it just feels like a safe environment because I know what he's going to teach me and I know how he would discipline me. So I feel really comfortable in
his
class.
Is he extra tough on you or no?
Yes.
He is. Well, we have to talk to him about that. That's not fair. So tell me a little bit. You have one of the reasons why I wanted to talk to you as well is you have an upcoming experience that's going to be pretty special. You're
mm-hmm.
going to be representing Tulare, the Tulare Angra Sister City Foundation. For those of you in our listening audience who don't know, Tulare has a sister city in Angra. We've had the president as our guest speaker here, as a guest, I should say, on the Portuguese American Hour. We've also had the mayor of Angra and other people, including students. You're going there in the month of June.
Yes.
Are you excited?
Very.
Very. And what's expected of you? What are you supposed to do? Do you know so far?
They haven't told me much, but I'm supposed to be involved a lot. Some activities I have to do, and I just really am excited to represent Tulare. I've always looked up to going to the San Joaquin's Festa.
Okay. And have you been there before?
Yes,
with your family?
I have.
How long has it been since you last were there? You remember?
2 years ago,
oh,
I believe.
So just recently.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're going to be there for a while? A month?
We're going to be there for 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Okay. So during the whole festas?
Yep.
Okay, so you'll be in the big parade.
Mm-hmm.
20,000 people on the streets.
Yeah,
is that scary?
A little bit.
Don't fall off the float.
Hopefully not.
Well, and what are you, you're almost graduating. Mm-hmm. I know it's you're still a junior. It's still far off for you, but actually a year from now when we have this, you'll be already accepted in wherever college. Mm-hmm. What's your plans?
I'm unsure what I want to do yet. There's a lot to choose from, but I really hope on coming to Fresno State or and applying.
You're going to follow your sister's footsteps,
yes.
Right? Yes, that's right. She was she's a Bulldog. She just graduated
mm-hmm.
last year,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, hopefully you'll come here. And then, and like Ashley Fagundes said today, you can change your major 6 times.
Yeah.
Okay? All right. Well, again, good luck to you. Thank you for talking to us, and good luck in the Azores.
Thank you.
Make sure your dad takes lots of pictures.
Okay.
All right. And that was Adriana Fagundes, who is the daughter of the Portuguese language teacher at Mission Oak High School, Senhor Fagundes, Clemente Fagundes, who we will be talking to also on this edition of the Portuguese American Hour. I think we have one more guest before we go to a break. And our next guest is not a high schooler. He's way off of high school. His name is Justin Ducantu. He was one of my most awesome students when I taught at Tulare Union High School for 22 years. He is now at Fresno State. Welcome, Justin.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
And tell me a little bit about your experience. You've been here. This is your first year, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, first year.
At
second
Fresno
semester.
State. And what are you doing? What are you hoping to accomplish? What's your major so far?
So right now my major is civil engineering, and I'm just looking to be a civil engineer later on, just making an impact on the campus. I'm trying to join Portuguese Club, mm-hmm. trying to go to the meetings, and I'm just trying to make an impact.
Good, good. And how are classes going so far? It's a little bit different than high school.
Oh, totally.
Uh-huh.
Every class is like its own beast. You got to figure out how to do everything. Everything's its own way, and just, it's a lot different, more different than high school. But I've gotten used to it. It's getting a little better.
Are you living up here or commuting?
Yeah, I'm living up here. I have an apartment right next to campus.
Okay, good, good. That's always a good experience to live on campus. Besides the classes, what has been some of the – has it been a little bit tough to adjust or no?
For the most part, it's been pretty easy. There's just some difficult things where if I have a question, I'm not with my parents all the time, or I'm not with someone that I'm used to being around. It's just a different atmosphere here, and it's just a big change in that aspect. But everything else is mostly the same. I'm grateful that I went to a college where I knew a lot of people already coming in. I wasn't going in not knowing anything. I had a little advantage when it came to that portion, though.
So you had some friends of yours from Tulare area?
Yes,
that
of course,
here.
Yeah.
What would you tell anybody who has any parents or any high school student who is listening? What are some of the things to look for when you come to college? A couple of things that you say, hey, you know, I wasn't aware of this, be aware of this.
I'd say just don't be afraid to go to different events. Definitely be more open to getting to know people and also experiencing new things. Don't try to stay in your comfort zone. It's always going to be beneficial if you try to go out of it.
Okay. Just before, we only have a couple of minutes, but I want to get, since I'm here with you, how was Carnaval this year? I had an interview with your dad, as you might know. We talked for about 20 minutes or so about Carnaval. It's over with now. How was the experience?
It was great experience. I've been in it since I was like pretty much 6 or 7, but every year brings on something new. It was our 25th anniversary for our group, so that was a little different. Also expanding it to 2 weekends instead of one was just a greater experience, being able to appreciate more of the other groups and everything of that aspect as well. It was just great being with the people, experiencing my heritage and being able to be in those traditions.
Are you planning on doing it again next year?
Of course.
Your dad's going to do it for a long time, I'm sure.
Not sure about that one. I'm not going to make any guarantees. But
and is your whole family? I know your mom is part of the ladies. Is mm-hmm. your sister and your brother as well?
My sister, this was her first year performing.
Oh, fantastic.
Mm-hmm. My brother's been in it for a while, so this was the first year that the whole Ducante family was in the group.
Okay, that makes it fun, traveling
mm-hmm.
as well. Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you,
Justin. That was Justin Ducante, who is a freshman here at Fresno State, who is an awesome Bulldog and who is an awesome student also at the high school level. And as you heard, he's doing civil engineering. We are here at the Tulare, we are here with Tulare.
With Tulare, yes.
With Tulare, my friend. That's Justice, for those of you who don't know that famous voice. That's Justice. And Justice, we are here from Tulare, and we are here from Tulare with Tulare students at Fresno State.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a quick break, Justice, right? And then after our quick break, we're going to come back and we're going to interview some more folks for this edition of the Portuguese American Hour. So this is kind of a neat experience. Justice, what do you think?
Yeah, no, I really dig this. It was cool coming out and seeing them, you know, doing the whole cookout and seeing as many kids you guys had out here. That was
200 wow. of them. We yeah. don't have that many right now. For those of you
they're scattered a little bit right now.
This is their time to go discover the university. They have 45 yeah. minutes on their own to go discover the university. Okay,
yeah.
But we are going to talk to more students, to teachers, to volunteers. So we're hoping to get everyone registered here on this conversation. This is a very awesome Portuguese American Hour, a product of the Portuguese Beyond Borders Institute at California State University, Fresno. Thank you all for joining us. We're going to take a quick break, right, Jesus?
Yes, we are.
And we'll be right back with the second segment of the Portuguese American Hour. Stay tuned.
Listen to the Portuguese American Hour on Multicultural 1600 AM. Hear in-depth conversation about Portuguese culture and learn everything happening in the valley within the Portuguese community from 4 to 5 p.m. on Multicultural 1600 AM.
Welcome back to the Portuguese American Hour. This is the second segment of our daily edition every day on KGST, www.multicultural1600am.com. But also, besides online, on your regular AM radio, 1600 AM out of Fresno, listening audience from Tulare Tipton in the south up to the Merced area in the north, and also on your radio app. You know, for those of you who don't know what a AM radio is anymore, it's also on your radio app. We are here at California State University Fresno doing a live feed for the Portuguese American Hour with our most awesome team. And we are speaking to students, to teachers, to volunteers, and we have the queen of the volunteer here with us, I think. And that is Rosemary Serpa. Casso. I thought it Casso. Was Casso. I like mm-hmm. Casso better. Rosemary, who I've interviewed before, I've had the pleasure of interviewing before for television, for Channel 49, when she was the president of the Tulare Festa, the TDS Festa, the first woman to be president. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for taking time. Thank you so much. And a quick question. First of all, you are a very busy person. You have a demanding career. How do you take a full day for this?
Well, it's very important, not only because my daughter is part of the Soulfish Club here in Tulare, but I truly enjoy giving back, especially when it's to the youth in our community. And so I think it's important not only to express the Portuguese culture to those that, especially those that are not Portuguese, because I'm very proud of being Portuguese, but also just making sure that those traditions carrying on. And so especially with my own daughter now being a part of it, showing that enthusiasm and passion about our culture, I think is truly important. So I thankfully my job, I have that flexibility. I'm going to be leaving here and going to a 3 o'clock meeting. So it's, you know, it works out. And so it's
fantastic.
Great.
Well, thank you for doing that on mm-hmm. behalf of Fresno State. I know you're not a Fresno State alumni.
You're the Spartans, right?
Yes, you are. I remember that. You are a Spartan. But that's okay. Spartans is good, just as Fresno State.
Sure.
Spartans and dogs.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about your community involvement. Are you still as involved in the TDS as much as you've been?
Yes.
The past,
so
since you left present, you a little eased
no.
off?
No. Unfortunately, okay. I'm still involved. So this year I'm the treasurer. So it's been 6 years that I've been an officer for the TDS Festa. I started off with secretary, vice president, president, and then I've been treasurer for the last 3 years. I'm very, very, very hopeful that this year will be my last year and we'll let that sunset, just because it's always great to have other people step up. But of course I would still be involved. My family has been involved with the Festa since I was born.
Right.
Really important traditions that we've carried on, especially, you know, the Hoshkish and Skrilish mother speak for the Wednesday of the Festa. So still involved in that. I'm definitely involved in other things such as the Homeless Alliance in Tulare and trying to see what we can do in our community because of my job. I'm very blessed with working for United Way of Tulare County. And so that allows me to look at the gaps that are happening in
sure.
Tulare County and see what we can do to help address those.
That's fantastic. And tell me a little bit about, I know you're very proud, as you said, of your Portuguese heritage.
Yeah.
How do you see the community moving forward? Because it is a community that is aging, not in your case, you're one of the young ones, but there aren't a lot of young people your age involved because and we've talked about this with you and other folks as well, because people are raising kids and kids are involved in a million things nowadays, which is good for them. Your generation was not as involved.
Correct.
You know, and so, but how do you see the community moving forward with your generation and the generation that follows you? Those are in their 20s right now.
Yeah, I definitely see that gaining. I see there's more of an increase in the people of my age, you know, the 30s to 40s, right, where they're remaining involved, or if they've gone away, they're coming back. And I think it's especially when you start having children. Yes, it's hard to balance because there are so many things. Back in our day, right, you know, we didn't go play soccer. You stayed home. You know, like, you didn't.
You were one of the lucky ones that your parents allowed you to go to band.
Yeah, I was lucky that they. But I was the third child too, so that made a difference.
Okay.
But you know. With our kids, you know, my kids are involved in so many things,
sure,
and not just Portuguese related, but school related and leadership and ASB and, you know, band and winter life. They're involved in everything, but they've always known that the traditions in Portuguese culture is very important. And especially with my husband not being Portuguese, mm-hmm, he sort of has adopted. I tell
you
him.
You kind of moved him into
you're just Portuguese. but
and he does well.
He does. He fits in. And a lot of people go, Illinois,
he looks Portuguese. There's such a thing as a looking Portuguese.
Yeah, he looks Portuguese.
But, you know, the Mediterranean look, yes, yeah.
And so I think as we start to show other people that have children, you know, I will tell that to people. I know that you're busy. I know that you have kids, but you can do it, and it can be a priority. And I think when you start showing that you can make the festa or the hall or the Philharmonica, you can make those things a priority and still balance other things, you start to see more people my age coming in going, okay, I can do it. You know, I can handle that. It's stressful. There's times where,
sure,
you know,
sure.
But it's so rewarding. And the friendships that you see that happen, especially like with my kids and other people that have served in capacities as officers, and now they're very close to those kids. And so there's times where my daughter will say, I'll say, oh, we're going to the hall. Are the kids going to be there?
Yeah.
You know, and it's
so there's the friendships.
Oh, most definitely. Yeah, yeah. And so they automatically know, okay, we're going to go to the hall. We're going to be playing at the hall, you know, and so that to me is very important. Whether the hall, you know, is Spritzenth or not, it's that community.
Right. Whatever event's going on.
Yep. So it's great.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You have to promise me that we'll do a full hour interview talking about different things, reflecting the community, because you're one of the few people that likes to reflect. Not knocking everyone else, but a lot of people don't like to reflect about the community, and you're open-minded to that. And so we'll do it over the phone, so you don't have to leave your office.
Okay,
how's that?
Perfect.
Okay,
perfect.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
That was Rosemary Serpa-Casso, who is with United Way of Tulare County, but is also very involved in the Portuguese-American community. We're going to have one of our awesome teachers here, three teachers here from Tulare Joint Union High School District. She has been our invitee before on the Portuguese American Hour. She was actually the first teacher we interviewed, which is a dear young lady who I've known, as I mentioned, since she was like probably 14 or 15, being a student of my very good friend and colleague José Luis da Silva at San José High School. And she is now, after doing her high school, after doing college, and being also a student of another friend of mine, Yolinda Adão, she's now the Portuguese language teacher at Tulare Western High School and taking a program that is flourishing. Bruna, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Great. So tell me, how's everything going with Portuguese at Tulare Western?
Everything's going great. We have about 100, close to 150 kids.
Wow.
And so last year we got one bus out here. This year we got two, so that was very exciting.
That is exciting. And what do you think of a program like this? I know we've done this. You've done this before as a student at Berkeley. We used to meet basically once a year, I think probably all four of the years that you were in school there, I remember. This year we didn't have Hilmar come or Turlock because they're doing their own thing there for the Portuguese Immigrant Week. But how important do you think this is for your students? What do you think they get out of it?
I think they get a lot out of it. I think it's a great opportunity for them to get to visit colleges. And I mean, this one's great. I feel like a lot of students do come here. So it's a great opportunity for them to come check out the campus and, you know, throw in a little cultural aspect there. They have linguiça sandwiches. We have student panels. We have people from the university who have spoken. And I think that's awesome for them to be familiar with the staff and the campus and what's available to them. The Portuguese minor, I think that's incredible that you guys are working towards that and
it'll
an option.
Here, it'll be here next year,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, so that's awesome. I minored in Portuguese at San Jose State. state, so that was a great opportunity. And I look forward to these field trips every year as a student and now as a teacher. It's great to see them here and get involved.
Fantastic. And just a quick minute, you're going to be hitting, or one of the first people, I should say, that's going to be kind of in charge of the summer camp. We're kind of excited. It's the Fresno State. First Lady Mary Castro has agreed to be the madrina of the summer camp, which is kind of exciting. She'll be participating in a couple activities. Dr. Castro has agreed to speak to the students, where PBBI is going to give them an ice cream social. You know, they're going to visit all kinds of stuff. How are you excited about that? You're going to give up a week of your vacation.
Yeah, so I'm really excited about it. So it'll be a week. It'll be June 22nd to the 26th, I believe. Mm-hmm. It'll be here at Fresno State. And it's just a camp dedicated to education and the Portuguese language and culture. And it's a lot of fun. I also did that when I was in high school with J. Luis da Silva. And we have a lot of activities set up for them, and also another great opportunity for them to stay here at the campus and be familiar with the dorms and just the college life. And it'll be nice because their friends will be here, and we'll have lots of activities and lots of fun stuff, good food for them. So hopefully they enjoy it. So yeah, if you know anyone, please let me know.
We're still open,
some space. There's still some spaces open.
There's about 10 or 12 left. So that's it. But go ahead and get a hold of us or the Luso American Education Foundation. Bruna, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Best of luck. Thank you for bringing your students. We appreciate it. That was Bruna Ferreira, who is a Portuguese language teacher at the Tulare Western High School. Now we're going to do one more young lady, and then we're going to have another young man, the young man, the teacher. But so now we have a young lady who was my student many years ago, and who is here as a chaperone, I should put it that way. She's not old enough to be a chaperone, but she looks like she's still 16. But anyway,
26.
Victoria, 26, are you?
Yeah, well, really? Almost. I'll be 26 this year.
Well, Victoria, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us.
Hello.
How are things going? Tell us a little bit about yourself since I saw you in high school about, well, now 26 or 8 years ago.
Yeah, so since you've seen me, I went all the way through Fresno State.
So you're a dog, that's right.
Yes.
Bulldog, oh, Bulldogs.
I was a lab tech for a while, then I decided I wanted to start teaching, so came into that realm. Now I'm in my third year of teaching. I'm at Tulare Western. I teach biology.
I didn't
biology.
Know that.
Yeah.
What are you teaching? Biology?
Biology.
You were always a science person.
Yeah, science person.
And
always.
How's that going? How do you like it?
Great. I love it. I love being a Mustang. I love Tulare Western.
Yeah, I know. I bet you do. Well,
glad to be home.
And if the program, the Portuguese program, keeps on growing, there's someone who can teach a course or two,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Snata Fajita is pretty good at what she does.
Well, she's very good at what she does.
I don't think I can
compare.
But
if you grow to eight or nine courses, she can't do it all.
I'll always be in the back cheering her on.
Yeah, you might be able to do one or two in the future. Anyway, so what made you want to go teach? What kind of said, you know, I think I should do this?
I knew I wanted to impact people and make a difference, so I thought being a quality lab tech or even working in a hospital would do that, and I didn't leave feeling like day-to-day I did that. I knew long-term it was helping people, but it wasn't enough for that immediate feel of like, okay, at least I'm making a difference when I go to work in the morning. So then I decided to teach, and then I realized only crazy people teach. So
you were a little bit crazy
well,
in my
I've
classroom.
Well, I've had to get crazy because there's a lot of different personalities, but I love it.
Yeah.
I love seeing the differences from the beginning to the end of the year.
You have to kind of play the role.
Sure. A bunch of different roles.
Especially in high school. Mm-hmm. Correct, yeah. Well, thank you for taking the time from your teachings to be here with the students. How important do you think this is? I think that when you were in high school, I'm sure when you were in my classroom, we did one of these somewhere. I don't know if it was here or Berkeley or somewhere else, but we did one of these.
We definitely did.
How important do you think it is to get students out of the classroom and give them this opportunity? Since a lot of them, when we were talking to them, when they raised their hand, a lot of them are planning on going to college.
Absolutely.
And the majority of them will be the first in their family to go to college.
I know it made a big difference for me because my parents always wanted us to go to college,
right,
but they never knew how to help us apply. They didn't even know, depending on what you want to study, these are the schools you should go to. They didn't even have those conversations with us because they didn't know where to begin. So being able to, we actually went to UC Davis when I was in your class, and that was the first college campus I had ever seen. So I think it's super important, especially if they get to come every year, they can see more and more of the campus, because I'm sure the freshmen came and they're excited for the linguica sandwiches, not for the campus. But there's already a difference in the juniors and seniors when they're coming. They're paying a lot more attention during the tours. They're asking more questions. So I think it's really important that they're getting the exposure early on. And it's already kind of planting the seed for them to want to come to Fresno State.
Well, thank you so much for taking time. Thank you
of
for
course.
Being here. Thank you for leaving your classroom for a day and being
yeah,
here.
Yeah, no problem.
Say hi to Evelyn and Tony for me.
I will.
Okay, thank you so much. That's her parent, her parents, by the way. That was Victoria, who is a student at the was a student of mine at Tulare Joint Union High School District, who is now a teacher at Tulare Western in the science department, and who took time to be with us. We are now going to speak with another young man, because if I think I'm young, he's got to be young as well. He's actually a baby compared to me, because he's, let me see this, he's 5 years younger than I am. So, Clemente Fagundes, Portuguese language teacher at Mission Oak High School, who has been there now, I believe, 10 years, right, Clemente?
Yes, sir. I've been there 10 years. Got hired in 2010, yes, and I'm thank you for having me again here to speak
my pleasure.
Program.
You were here, that's right. You were one of our first guests about almost over 3 months ago. Clemente, how is this program to you? How do you feel? You've participated in these for the last 10 years. We actually even did other universities together. We've gone to Berkeley and to San Jose. In the last 4 years, we've done Fresno State just about every single year. How important this is this for the students, and is it a little bit too repetitious to do it every year? What do you think?
You know, it's not repetitious because right in the beginning of the year, I always have students ask me, Senora, are we going to Fresno State this year again? And I said, yes. So we're planning on it. Usually probably in the spring, which that's more or less around this time. And they're enthusiastic about coming. One thing that I really enjoyed this year is that we changed it up a little bit. Yes, it's still the a visit to Fresno State, but there was a few things done a little different, which kept the kids, the students moving, and I think they enjoyed that.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, I have plans. I don't know if we can put them together, but I'd like 1 year for them to go into a music class and watch some of the music students perform for them, you know, because I would like them to go into a Portuguese or maybe we could simulate what we do here at the stage and they could attend, you know, like a 10-minute class of what we do in Portuguese classes. Well, so I think we need to you know, move it up every year, do a little bit different, at least introduce one or two different things.
And I think that would be a great idea, because the whole experience of bringing the students here is just not just to see the campus, but maybe see a little bit of student life and a little snippets of class, if it's possible, even.
Yeah.
So.
It's kind of tough, but some teachers will allow us to go in and out. You know, that would be kind of interesting. So tell us a little bit about the program at Mission Oak. It's grown, and you have, I think, way over 100 students.
Yes, I have 140 students this year. I'm teaching Portuguese 1, 2, and 3. My Portuguese ones are fairly good-sized classes, all above 30 students. In Portuguese 2, one above at 30, and the other one at 25, and the other, the Portuguese 3, around 20. But it's still a very a good group of students that I enjoy. I feel like next year I'm going to have a really big group of Portuguese 3, which is that's always a good sign that the program is growing.
Yeah,
so.
And a lot of these students, still a good percentage of them, are Hispanic students who speak Spanish and take Portuguese as a third language. Is that a growing trend?
It is a growing trend. It's been a trend since I started working 10 years ago, but it has even gone bigger. And just on that point, today two of the speakers were Hispanic, one that is a Spanish teacher and the other and also teaches Portuguese and tutors Portuguese. And then the other story of the young man who's the first in his family to come into to graduate from to come to college and will graduate from college and probably have a career as a lawyer. That was a very interesting and great story from a small town in Ivanhoe.
Yeah.
And so.
And that's one of the reasons why I knew you would pick up on that. Of all people, I knew you would pick up on that, because we've had a lot of conversations about this. That was one of the reasons why I wanted to have two Hispanic kids, because other than the three Portuguese who were in the club, because to show them that what they're doing in high school can carry on through college. Most of my students here and Professor Inês Lima's students are Hispanic. Actually,
well,
over 65%.
And this is not a negative thing, but actually a positive thing. And I know there are Portuguese American students enjoy their culture, enjoy their language and being Portuguese. But I find a lot of times that Portuguese Hispanic students just actually want to practice the language more with me than our actual Portuguese American students. So I love that, and it's so interesting.
Well, thank you, Clements, for bringing all the right students, and hopefully we'll continue this again next year, and we'll talk again a little bit more towards the summer, because I had the pleasure of talking to your daughter for a few minutes, and she's going to be a representative of the Tulare Angra City Foundation.
Yes.
At the float in the São Joaquim, so hopefully we can have a conversation after you get back from the Azores.
Very good. Okay. We're very excited about that.
Yes,
thank you.
She is, and she's very excited. Thank you, Clement. That was Clement Fagundes, my colleague from Tulare High Schools, this case Mission Oak High School, the newest high school in the Tulare Joint Union High School District campus. We are about ready to take another break, Justice.
Yeah, coming up on it, getting ready right now. Meanwhile, while you're interviewing everybody, I crushed that linguica sandwich.
Did you crush that linguica sandwich? Let's see if there's another one.
Oh, no, we're good on one.
Okay, if there's another linguica sandwich for Justice, we'll get one.
No.
Okay, we're gonna have a quick break here in a few seconds. This is the Portuguese American Hour, a product of the Portuguese Beyond Borders Institute at California State University, Fresno. And we are live at California State University, Fresno. It is the Portuguese Language Student Discovery Day. It is a tradition. It is now put together the last 2 years by PBBI. And we've had over 200 students. Our third and final segment will feature another three or four invitees. We have another teacher. We have a couple of volunteers. And we'll try to entice another student or two. So we'll be right back with our third and final segment of this edition of the Portuguese American Hour.
Listen to the Portuguese American Hour on Multicultural 1600 AM. Hear in-depth conversation about Portuguese culture and learn everything happening in the valley within the Portuguese community from 4 to 5 p.m. on Multicultural 1600 AM.
And we are back with our third and final segment of this edition of the Portuguese American Hour on Multicultural Radio for the Valley and the World, KGST AM 1600. And we are also live from Fresno State, as we've been throughout this whole hour, having conversations with students, with volunteers, with teachers, and doing the peace sign here for the picture, okay, with my next guest, who is a volunteer and who is also an employee of Tulare Union High School. All three high schools are great, but I have to say the Union's close to my heart anyway. Let's put it
yes.
this way. Not the best. Close to my heart. Okay, and so we have Natalie Silva, who
yes.
is who works, she's an administrative person in the Tulare Joint Union High School District in the counseling
yes.
office.
Yes.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you
Great
for
to
being
be here.
Here.
Absolutely.
You've been doing this for a while, coming with the students.
Yes, I've been helping Sopas Club for many, many, many years.
We've had the here to Fresno State.
Yes.
You've also gone up north, if I'm not mistaken, with
I
us
think
a
I
couple
have.
Of
yes.
times.
Yes, yes, I love
so
it.
So tell us a little bit about how important in your perspective this is.
I love to do this. I love to help our community to continue to show the traditions that we have. Show it to the other different people that don't know what it is we do and how we do it and how pretty it is, and share our food and share our culture, and of course share it with our young students so that they can continue and just have a great time.
Good. So do you think that the students, what do you think after all these years, Natalie, of helping out, what do you think the students, is this important for the students? They get something out of
yeah.
it at the end of the day, out of class, you
I
know?
I think they take away a really fun time, and they take away the tradition that we as adults are still continuing to push, and they take it away as a memory that they'll always remember for the rest of their lives, and they'll share it with their kids and their grandkids, and they'll pass it on to their kids. I'm sure they will. And, of course, the community sees it, and, you know. Yeah.
How do you think the Portuguese culture is developing in Tulare? What do you feel, you know, it's changing? We don't longer have immigrants like you and
right,
I that came.
Right, yeah. No, I feel like it's still steady.
Okay.
I think people like you and Belinha and Mr. Fagundes are still holding on to it. You might be holding on to it with the thread, but we're all holding on and we're all supporting you. I think it's still going strong. I really do. And today, where you had this this festivity here at Fresno State with all these people saw it, and everybody was just standing around going, what is that?
Yeah, it was
wow.
important to have it at that event.
It was beautiful.
There
were
by
a lot
the
of
library,
people
there's a lot of students crossing. You know,
yes, there were people stopping going, what is that?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, what is that? There were, as we were walking out, people were going, what nationality is that? And I was like, that was Portuguese. Oh my God, that was so pretty. So it was really neat. And people are paying attention. People were just amazed.
Well, thank you so much for your volunteering. Thank you so much for your work.
Always love to do it. It comes from the bottom of my heart, from the top of my heart.
I know you do it with love. And thank you so much. And we'll see you next time.
Absolutely.
And we'll talk again. Okay,
all
that
right.
was Natalie Silva, who is at the counseling office at Tulare Union High School.
Go Sopesh!
Go Sopesh. Okay, go Sopesh. And go Dogs. Because
go Dogs.
You have a dog in your family, right?
I do have a dog.
That's right. You have your Lauren was a dog, and your eldest daughter came not here.
No,
that's right. Okay, so Natalie is the dog of the family. Go Dogs. Okay, and now we have another teacher from Tulare Union High School. She is teaching in the classroom that I taught for 22 years. That old classroom that's still standing, and it was actually standing. That classroom's been there for 40 years. Mrs. Gallucci taught there for 17 of those years, actually.
Wow.
And so that class has been there a long time. The classroom, she taught 2 years in a different classroom, in 16 or 17 of that one. And that is Belinda Fajor. Welcome.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
Thank you. My pleasure. How has the day gone so far, in your perspective?
I think the day went wonderful. I love that we came in and we had the presentation, and then the kids were allowed to have to see the campus, to have a real tour of the campus, and then have the dancers dance, provide lunch, and give them an opportunity to see things on their own. I think it went really well.
And you think that these things, I asked Clemente Fagundes and Bruna Ferreira the same question, do you think these things kind of get old after a while, or is it something that you think, from our perspective at Fresno State, we like to have it every year, but what do you think? Maybe once every 2 years or once a year is okay for you and your students?
I think we should have it every year. I think we have students that love to come. The ones that think, okay, we're going to see Fresno State again, and I've been there, decide they're not going to come. But I had about 80 students, and I think that's a good number.
That's a
and
very good number.
They've all said, you know, it was a wonderful day. I loved it. I want to go next year. I think it's a great experience for them.
And how were the students? Of course, the students performing today, it was much different than it's been here last year or the last 4 or 5 years we've been here, which we've done it out here where we are doing this live broadcast for Multicultural Radio, which is the O'Neill Park. But in the O'Neill Park, it's just basically the students from the three high schools. This way, other students experience. You think that was good for them?
I do. I think it was good exposure for them, and it was good exposure for Sopesh as well in the Portuguese community. A couple people stopped by and asked who we were and asked for my email, and one organization, I don't remember the name, but would like us to perform for them on May 2nd, so I'm going to take that back and talk to the kids and see if they're interested in that. So it's good exposure, and because we're a nonprofit organization, you know, those donations really help.
Sure, as you sure do. How's the courses in general? You know, it's the community. I was talking to Natalie just before you, as you heard. The community is a different community than it was, 40 years ago when we were youngsters, or 30 years ago. You're younger than I am. But, you know, when there was still immigration and our parents were immigrants and we ourselves were immigrants, even though some of us came at a very young age, but we were still immigrants.
Correct.
We were still Portuguese first and American second.
That's
to where
correct.
Our kids are American first and Portuguese second. How do you see this transforming in the Tulare area, not just Tulare area, your experience also with your family from Hilmar? How do you see this transforming, and how do you see the community moving forward from your perspective?
Well, I think that we have a lot more exposure now with the Portuguese Beyond
Borders
Institute.
BBBI, it's easier to remember that way.
And I think our youngsters are getting involved in many things. Many of the organizations in Tulare are led by very young people in their 30s, but with a lot of experience.
That's
and
true.
They love our culture, our community, our traditions, and they're sharing that with their children. So things may change a little bit, but I think we'll always be in the public eye.
Well, changing is just what we're doing here right now. Who would say that we're doing a Portuguese show about the Portuguese community in English?
That didn't
happen. You know, when you and I immigrated, they were all in Portuguese.
That's
but
right.
The Portuguese radio hardly doesn't exist any longer than a station here and there, and they're cutting back. And so this is another different way. So anyway, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you for your work for the Portuguese community and for continuing, as Justice said after we finished the interview, I think you left Tulare Union in good hands. That was his comment, remember?
Yeah.
When I interviewed Belina over the phone. And
thank
I did.
Thank you.
And
thank
I did.
You. I had a great mentor. He taught me everything I know.
No, that's not true. That's not true.
But anyway, he did.
Thank you for saying that. I appreciate it.
It
warms my heart. Even if it's not true. Okay, so next we have another volunteer, this time from a teacher to a volunteer, but hopefully one of these days she's also going to be a teacher. Who knows? Who knows what life will bring, huh? And so we have a good friend of ours, a good friend of my family, and that is Filomena Pimentel Rocha. I've known Filomena's parents ever since I knew her grandparents well. They were my faithful radio listeners when I did a Portuguese radio show in 1977, 78, 79, all those years. They were one of my faithful listeners who would call me all the time, Sr. Antonio. And so tell me a little bit about your involvement. I know that you are an employee of the district at the district office, but you are above all a volunteer at heart when it comes to Portuguese stuff. So how do you feel about these days here at Fresno State, especially having a daughter who attends school here now and who, by the way, is doing an awesome job?
Awesome. Yes. So the whole program, I think, is awesome. There wasn't these kinds of things when I was definitely going to Fresno State. So I really like how we've taken the initiative, how we're really working with our communities and bringing out the culture, reaching out to students. I noticed today what an awesome turnout we had when the students were dancing. I noticed a lot of college students just sitting and watching and recording. I thought that was amazing to watch.
Yeah.
It's great exposure. Like you said, my daughter's here and...
And she's the president of the Sopas Club.
President of the Fresno State... Yes, the Fresno State Portuguese. Not Sopas. That's
we should have named it that. Fresno State Sopas Club.
That would have been fun.
Who knows? It can still be changed.
It can still happen. It can still happen.
But it's the Fresno State Portuguese Club, okay?
Yes.
FSPC.
Yes. And so I think it's amazing that we're reaching out because we don't really realize that we have a really strong Portuguese community around us.
Tell me a little bit about you are doing some work now back at the university to maybe get your degree. That's kind of a goal of yours now?
Yes, I am going back to school myself. I do want to go into teaching. I'm debating between special education, which is another love of mine, and Portuguese. Those are both my passions and my love, so I went back to school.
Okay, and tell me a little bit about your involvement also in the Tulare community as far as education. How do you feel about, parents? Sometimes we have a lack of parents not getting involved, unfortunately. But how do you feel? How do you find time to do all that you do?
You have to choose your priorities. That's how it is with me. Portuguese, my Portuguese culture and heritage is a priority to me. So to be involved and to have my children be involved, that's very important to me. Like you said, I am involved in other organizations, and you just have to make the time. It has to be a conscientious choice to make the time and put the effort to, help your students, help your child. You want to see them be successful and better off than you are, right? That's what our goal as parents. So I think parents just need to make that conscious decision and effort to know that if we don't step up and advocate and participate in our students' education, there could be problems in the future.
That's true. That's fantastic. Yeah, we need to have. They are going to provide for our retirement.
Right.
In my case, already. Thank you, Filomena.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Best to you and to your parents and your in-laws and your awesome husband, Joe, and, of course, Jasmine, who I see every day.
Okay? Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. That was Filomena Pimentel Rocha, who is an employee at Tulare Joint Union High School District in the district office and who has been volunteering for the Tulare Sopas Club and everything to do with education for many, many years. We're back to a student now, and his name is Ricardo Lozada, who is a student at Tulare Union. Only a student for the next 3 months or so, actually, because then he's going to be a Bulldog.
Yep, at Fresno State.
And you're excited about that?
Yes, for sure. Especially being a part of the Sopas Club here and everything.
It was awesome that you were one of our last, our last PBBI event, and you were with Dr. Castro, and he actually was the first one to welcome you as a Bulldog.
Yes,
not too many people have that pleasure. There's 25,000 students here, and to have the president of Fresno State give you a personal welcome, you're special, and you are anyway. You're a very involved student. You are not of Portuguese heritage. You're of Peruvian heritage. Your parents are from Peru. How did you get involved in the Portuguese classes? What made you want to take Portuguese in high school and get involved?
Well, what made me want to take Portuguese was ever since a young age, I wanted to be a part of Festas. I wanted to dance at Festas. I wanted to be very involved in the Portuguese community. And the reason why I chose to learn Portuguese was because I already knew Spanish. Plus, the summer before my freshman year, my family went to the jungle, which is right next to, which is in the Amazons, right next to Brazil.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of the people there knew Portuguese. So I was like, wow, that's crazy that Spanish culture and Portuguese culture combine in one nation. So that's fantastic. Very.
And now you're trilingual.
Yes, now I'm trilingual.
Basically, as you heard today, actually you were changing. But one of my students, who's a master student here, doing a master's program, German Cervantes, is trilingual as well, and so that's fantastic. What do you plan on majoring when you come here to Fresno State in the fall?
When I come here to Fresno State, I plan to major in mass communications and study broadcast journalism.
Oh, fantastic. Look, right there. Justice is a broadcast journalist major, and he was here from MCJ at Fresno State. So you'll be in the media communication and journalism department. We have the Portuguese Oral History Project that is part of the MCJ, so hopefully you'll be doing that with us. It's a good way to do it, and it's actually, you can get some money because it's a paid internship. So best of luck. We'll see you at Fresno State. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for being my awesome student
for 2 years. I miss having students like you on an everyday basis. It's different as everyone knows at the university. So we're about to end this adventure of the Portuguese American Hour live from California State University, Fresno. Thank you to my two friends here from Multicultural Radio for bringing this to you. And Justice, I think it was a very different hour.
I think the most guests we've ever had. Ever.
That's right. I don't know how many, but probably we'll have to figure. I think at least 10 or 11 guests for sure.
Yeah, probably something like that.
Probably even more than that. Probably 12. This kind of makes it moving quickly when you only have a guest for 5 or 6 minutes.
Yeah.
You have to do it quickly so you don't ask the same questions all the time. But it was a unique experience, and hopefully when we do this again, for sure next year we will be doing. Hopefully we can convince Multicultural Radio to be here and do this live broadcast once again.
Yeah, I mean, we loved being out here, just from when we were out here, seeing them cook everything and get everything all organized and ready to go.
And the wonderful thing is promoting, having our multicultural tent out.
We're under a very bright color
tent. To 200 young students, plus their parents, so about 250 people out here, actually a little bit more than that. So it was about 220 students and another 20 parents and some college students as well. So a little over 250 people here who hopefully will tune in every day from 4 to 5 for the Portuguese American Hour.
Get their daily dose from us.
That's right. So we are the place.
I actually wanted to ask you, since you got everyone else's perspective on it, how did you feel this event went compared to past years?
You're using your journalistic experience on me now. And
It's rare you get interviewed on the show, so figured why not.
So I shouldn't. As a person who organized it with the Portuguese Club, with the students in the Portuguese Club, I shouldn't be the one talking, but I think it was pretty successful. Echoing what the teacher said and some of the adults that they liked, we broke it up. Last year we had like a full hour of presentations, actually an hour and 15 minutes. And then from there, that's when they did a campus tour, and it was a very short campus tour of only 30 minutes. So this year we did a full 50 minutes, you know, just about 50 minutes, a little over 45 to 50 minutes, you know, almost an hour of campus tour. And we had an hour worth of presentations, but we broke it up. We had 25 minutes in the beginning when they got here from, and then we had another 25 to 30 minutes after they got back. Okay. So I think it went well. We had good participation. We didn't have two schools that we normally have, which is Hillmar, north of us. They usually bring about 30 students. And we also usually have Turlock, which is also 2 hours north, or about an hour and a half north of us. And they usually bring a few of students, not as many as the Tulare schools, but they usually bring about 15 students or 20 they bring come in vans. But they have their own kind of event like this up there this today, and it didn't work out today. And so hopefully next year we'll have an additional 45 to 50 students from that area as well. We're working also with Hanford High School, and it would be nice to have a few of the local schools here, but we usually try to work with schools who have a Portuguese language program.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think it went well. Well, I'm pleased. I'm pleased with the participation, and it seems like everyone is pleased, so
glad to
I'm
hear
happy
it.
As well.
It was a good event, then. We're happy to hear that. And
the linguica sandwiches were a hit, right?
Delicious. delicious. Fantastic. And as a part of Multicultural, we're very happy to be a part of this, and we thank you guys for having us out here to be able to do the show.
Thank you so much, and we'll see you next time on the Portuguese American Hour, a product of the Portuguese Beyond Borders Institute at Fresno State, and that's where we have been, Jessus and I, and we have been here live, our whole entire crew and the students and teachers and volunteers doing this one full hour. Thank you for joining us. Let us know if you liked it. You can always email us. You can always call us. You can always check us out on our web page and our social media pages, and please let us know how we're doing. We are here for you. We're here to talk about the Portuguese American experience in the Valley. We'll see you next time.
All right.
Take care.
We'll see you.
Bye-bye.
Listen to the Portuguese American Hour on Multicultural 1600 AM. Hear in-depth conversation about Portuguese culture and learn everything happening in the Valley within the Portuguese community from 4 to 5 p.m. on Multicultural 1600 AM.